The next one I'll read you, although you'll hear words like terrorist, it isn't a poem about terrorism. It's more to do with how you can take one image and interpret it in different ways, and how that can lead to different feelings of suspicion or trust or distrust. I work with film, and I know that I can take one set of shots, edit it 10 different ways, and make it into 10 different stories. But we see that happening around us every day on different news channels, different people's versions of the truth. So in this poem, I've taken the single image of a person standing outside a door. And the voice in the poem is almost struggling to define that person. The right word. Outside the door, lurking in the shadows, is a terrorist. Is that the wrong description? Outside that door, taking shelter in the shadows, is a freedom fighter. I haven't got this right. Outside, waiting in the shadows, is a hostile militant. Are words no more than waving, wavering flags? Outside your door, watchful in the shadows, is a guerrilla warrior. God help me. Outside, defying every shadow, stands a martyr. I saw his face. No words can help me now. Just outside the door, lost in shadows, is a child who looks like mine. One word for you. Outside my door, his hand too steady, his eyes too hard, is a boy who looks like your son too. I open the door. Come in, I say. Come in and eat with us. The child steps in and carefully, at my door, takes off his shoes.